Roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail and the sergeant at arms will be instructed to bring in the absent members. This morning's prayer is being offered by the Reverend Richard Buller from the Valley Community Presbyterian Church in Golden Valley. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
Let's pray. Loving God, you are dynamic in power and never absent or diminished. I ask you, O God, to inspire the Senate this morning with transcending vision and far-reaching goals, while focusing on the honest issues facing the people of Minnesota, keep them as practical as most of our citizens, O God. With your help, enlighten them to accurately assess our state's resources and yet be honest enough to admit any limitations. Prevent them from enabling dysfunctional endeavors or from being distracted by unreal anxieties. Shape this assembly, O God, into a body of diverse ideas which can solve challenges with creative and collaborative approaches so that fitting solutions can bring about a lasting goodness for your people. This we ask, O God, calling upon your almighty name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag. For which it stands. Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pokemiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vanderveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. Members, please make note there are several communications regarding confirmations that have been referred to committees. And on page 2, there is a communication from Senator Roebling regarding appointments to the Claims Department, to the Claims Committee. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House, the Secretary will read.
Madam President, I have the honor to inform the Senate that the House of Representatives invites and is ready to meet with the Senate in joint convention on Monday, February 21st, 2011 at 4:15 p.m. for the purpose of electing members to the Board of Regents of the University of Minnesota. Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that the Senate accept the invitation of the House to meet in joint convention in the House chamber at 4:15 p.m. Monday, February 21st, 2011, to elect members of the Board of Regents of the University of Minnesota.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills. The Senate numbers are printed in your agenda, second reading. Seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. Those numbers are printed in the agenda, second reading of House bills. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Those bills are available on today's Senate bill introduction, and those will be referred as indicated. First reading. Moving to the ninth order of business under motions and resolutions, we'll take the first two motions, the two Senator Vanderveer motions, as one. All those in favor of that motion say aye. Those opposed, nay. That motion does prevail. We will not be addressing the motion by Senator Dames this morning. We will move on to the Senator Rosen motion. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 321 be withdrawn from the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. Madam President, this is the bill dealing with the Dodd-Ford Bridge, historical bridge, and we'll be looking at funds from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Any discussion on Senator Rosen's motion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Madam President. I also have, I move that Senate File 319 be withdrawn from the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans and be re-referred to the Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. And, Madam President, this deals with the Farm America site, and it is also another appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund that would be appropriated out of the Minnesota Historical Society.
Any discussion on Senator Rosen's motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Moving on to 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Excuses for the day. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Stumpf, Marty, and Lilly for the entire session. Without objection. Senator Koch.
Madam President and members, then I would move that we adjourn until Monday, February 21st, at 11 a.m.
Senator Koch has moved to adjourn until Monday at 11 a.m. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Koch.
Oh, Madam President, thank you. Just before we take the final, just as a reminder, so we will meet on the floor on Monday at 11 as normal, and then we will have a joint convention at 4:15 with the House. So that's what Monday's session schedule looks like. Thank you, members.
Once again, I apologize. Senator Koch moves to adjourn to February 21st at 11 a.m. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. We are adjourned.